Grace and peace from God who is, who was, and who is to come. Amen. I need to make a confession to all of you. And I do this with as much love as I possibly can. You see, growing up, I had, I'm almost positive, the meanest mother in the entire world. Not because my mother made us go to school. Not because my sister and I were not allowed to come up. Nor do I say this about her because we had to keep our rooms relatively in order. Nor because we had to go to church every Sunday except in the second pew on the left-hand side. No, I confess this awful truth to all of you because whenever my sister and I would fight, and in the process say some mean or horrible or hurtful thing to one another, my mother would take us, and in her best mother voice, she would say, "If you can't say something nice about someone, don't say anything at all." Now, some of you have met my mother, but when you're five, she's an Amazon, and you listen. Now, the reason this was so traumatic to me is that even today, decades later, there are some individuals about whom, if I am asked something, I feel this invisible hand come over my mouth, and I hear a voice that only I can hear that says, "Don't say anything." We tend to think of Lent as a time of don't. Right? Don't eat chocolate. Don't drink soda. Don't watch your favorite show. Although you can record it because we're not total barbarians. We don't have our special treat, or we don't do that favorite activity, or whatever it is that we might give up or don't do during Lent. Look at our gospel lesson tonight. Don't let others know that you're fasting. Don't store up your treasures here on earth. Don't stand on a street corner and pray. Don't give alms in public. But is don't really the intent of Jesus' admonitions? Lent is a time of preparation, yes. Lent is 5 weeks of remembering that no matter how much we may want to do good, we are always, on our own, going to mess it up. Because we are simple, imperfect human beings. And so we take these 5 weeks to recall, to remember, to return to the way that our baptism calls us to live. We take these weeks to remind ourselves that while we are indeed saved by grace through faith, and therefore there is nothing that we can do to earn our salvation, to win God's love, to force God to care about us, God, through Christ, loves us anyway. Loves us regardless, loves us in spite of ourselves. Christ calls us to turn from our human, sinful ways, to turn away from the ways that work against God, to turn away from anything that takes us from being that ambassador for Christ that our baptism calls us to be. And then Christ calls us to return to God. So instead of don'ts, Let's do. Don't watch that TV show. Do read scripture. Don't eat that treat. Do give the money that you would have spent on that to a ministry that is in need. Don't stop yourself from indulging in that favorite thing that you like to do. Do go out and help. Bethesda Mission or New Hope Ministry or the Ecumenical Food Pantry. Leave the negative ways of this world behind and return to the love and grace and forgiveness and hope that is offered by Christ Jesus on the cross. If you can't say something nice, what's wrong? Return to God.